Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, what's happening, Ray Squared?
How you doing, man?
How you, bro?
All good, G.
You see, I know you're a DJ because you walk in, you got a fresh cut. there's like a style, there's a swag, there's a sophistication. It's
part
of
the movement, yeah.
Yeah, part of the movement. Also part of that movement is a 14-year-old DJ, Matt Lamont. I'm glad you didn't have too much homework this afternoon. Because you didn't have school today, right?
School's yeah, I did have session. School, yeah.
Okay. Listen, the two of you must be really excited for this, the first time ever that Generation Next are doing an under-19 youth party. It's cool, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Really excited, cool. Actually.
It's going to be a dope one. How do you begin to, let me start with you, Ray Squared, mount a set for young people?
Well, in my youth party, with youth party, I'm basically a hip-hop DJ, so most of my fans at in the under 19 age know me for hip hop. So when I come through, I always play the bangers, obviously. The song that just came out, the new hip hop song that came out now, and a lot of the youth love that. So I just stick to that basically, and that's what it is. The kids love hip hop, and that's where it's going to, I feel now. So that's what I come through with.
Very, very cool. And then it shouldn't be too much of a stretch for you, Matt, to put together a playlist for young people when you're 14 yourself.
Yeah, well, really like kind of helps if you know the generation. With me, it helps quite a lot because I am 14 years old. But I don't really know what I'm going to play on the night specifically, because you never know. There could be a crowd that wants rap, there could be a crowd that wants deep house, so you can't really base it on like 2 weeks before the event, because it can change at any time. People could be dancing to deep house and then they want rap all of a sudden, so you have to change it all up.
Yeah, how does one get better at reading a crowd? Like, is that just the more sets you play, the better you get at it?
Yeah, true. That's exactly it. And the thing is, you get to read a crowd in a sense of, it's all about body movement. So if you see a crowd's basically just chilling there, not really enjoying themselves, you can clearly tell yourself that whatever you're playing is not good enough and it's about time to switch it up. But you see, basically tough on the crowd, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for you, Matt?
Well, like, it's like the songs that people know best. Like, of course, if you just see people chilling around, talking to their mates, like, you of course want to get them to dance. So, like, you have to play a hit that's been on the radio or something. Like, how can we give an example, like, Designer by Panda, you know? Mm. Like, then
Panda,
they'll just Panda, know
Panda,
that.
Panda.
Yeah, they'll just know that song and they'll just want to dance it.
Some of the stuff is a pretty surefire if you go according to, you know, the trends and that. Yeah. Ray, you're what, like 22, right?
21.
21. Matt, you're 14. So the two of you, when you consider that adults are putting together a whole day, I mean, they've got a marketing conference, they've got an awards thing, they've got a party, the whole day is dedicated to explaining to brands and explaining to people who want to sell you stuff how to do it, and what young people in South Africa are about. I mean, are you able to comprehend that all these old people just want to know what you're thinking?
Honestly, it's amazing. And I like that because I feel that they see the potential in the youth these days. So they know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I feel we are the future. The youth of today is the future. And I think that's what they see as well. But it's amazing, actually.
Well, like, if you do think of it, they have to market to the youth. Mm. They're not just marketing to adults. So adults like to be marketed in a different sort of way, like TV and that. But then if you think of Coke, how are they going to market to the youth? Which they're going to have to use Instagram, because the youth is on Instagram and Snapchat and all those other social medias.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, and brands definitely want to connect with young people. Do you think it's easy, though, to put young people in a box and say, this is how you connect with someone who's 14, this is how you connect with someone who's 22? Or do you think it's getting harder and harder for people to box young people?
You know what, today's generation is so confusing, I feel. And things
and you're
are
in
changing.
It, and you're like, I'm confused, yeah.
Exactly. I'm even confused myself sometimes. And the thing is, even with music, it's so hard to stick to one genre nowadays, because 1 minute the youth will love deep house, the next thing it's hip hop, and it's always changing. So I feel to catch up with the youth, I think that's why it's important that we're in it and are actually helping out, because we come from that aspect and we're able to basically give from our point of view, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's very difficult, I feel, to actually stick to basically tell what the youth of today is thinking.
Matt, I mean, is it easy for me to know where your head's at?
Well, not really, because like everyone's head is at a different place.
Exactly.
Like a different time. So it's quite hard, because there could be 20% that loves deep house. There could be 40% that loves trap. There could be 20% that loves trance.
Mm.
It's quite hard to play for a specific crowd. It's, but then you get like Sunday Funk, which is deep house in Pacific, which I think clubs are doing really well at that because they want DJs for Pacific genre. So I think that's going to work quite well.
Let's talk about the music industry. Both of you are young. You're beginning to make a name for yourselves in the music industry. We know that artists are struggling because of all the piracy. We know that they have to go on tour. We know that DJs are doing well because people want DJs. It's cheaper than getting the actual artist.
Yeah.
So heading into music in a digital era, what for each of you is exciting about being in music right now as you begin to forge a career in a music space?
Oh, I can tell you a few things that's not really really as exciting, but the excitement is basically starting off with your friends. And I feel where I am now, the point that I am now, I wouldn't have been there with the people that I, without the people that I know. So I feel like my support base is very strong, and that's what actually encourages me every day to keep pushing. And I feel that's what really encourages me.
Yeah, because you must realize that technology as well is improving. So there's so many more new things that can happen. Like you get new decks, like there's the new one, Pioneer XDJR1, that's just come out. So for DJs, it's also really interesting because as we move forward, there's new things developing. Mm.
True. But in the downfall to that is that I feel like it's getting a bit too easy now. DJing is getting a bit too easy with all these new technology and stuff.
Okay, so here's my question. Yeah. If I come to a gig and I want to see if the DJ is taking the easy route out or if they're actually doing what they should be doing, how do I figure that out as an audience member? How do I know they're not just playing a mix off their computer?
Look at his body motion. Look at his body movement.
Okay. Make,
if he's just looking down the whole time and just doing the same motion all the time, you can clearly see that this guy's not really into his set. He's not really feeling it. Because I have crazy sets where I'm jumping on tables and stuff sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm really enjoying myself. And that's the thing about music. It makes you become somebody else because you really enjoy it that much. So when it comes to people that's just doing it like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because like you can also check cables. That's the most obvious thing you can obviously check out if they're real or not.
Huh.
But also, it's quite hard to actually testify if he's DJing or not because the crowd, you can't see the decks.
Mm.
So you're quite hid away, but that's what makes you feel as a good person if you're doing what you love the most, correct or in an incorrect way.
Yeah. Let's talk about music for a second as something that unites young people and unites people in general, but specifically in South Africa, like unites the youth of SA. Mm. What is the power that music has for both of you as DJs to just uplift people?
Oh, it's amazing. I think one of the best things for being a DJ is actually sitting behind the DJ booth and looking down to the crowd and seeing people of different walks of life just chilling, jamming together. And it's such an amazing view from behind the deck, seeing so many different people, so many different genders, so many different walks of life, like I said. Just enjoying themselves on one dance floor, dancing to one beat. It's amazing, honestly. And I feel music does connect people.
And to know that like, they're so interested in you, like they're there to watch you and do what you do best. Like just, they loving the music, what you love to do. So like, it works both ways. If you see them loving the music,
exactly.
You get the feeling like you're on top of the world.
Exactly.
You feel like the most,
cool
you
person
just feel
out,
so,
yeah. Are you guys like conscious though that everyone's looking at you when you are playing? Like, and if so, like, how do you deal with that? Do you make sure that your hair's gelled in a specific way? Like, what's the deal?
Well, look is very important. First thing we learn in our courses is that the way you look best represents you. So you know when you're going out there, you're going to be looked, obviously be looked at, and you need to present yourself in a way that people will actually respect, and also present yourself in the same way. So it is very. It gets a bit intimidating sometimes, getting so many eyes staring at you while you're playing. But if you're enjoying your set, you'll hardly notice things like that.
Yeah, you don't really focus on what the crowd is thinking of you. Like you having a good time, and that's what matters.
Exactly, and they're having a good time as well.
But also, like personal appearance also works. Like Mark Stenz, every gig he goes to, you see him in slip slops. That's his movement.
Okay.
That's what he loves to do because he feels comfortable in it.
Exactly.
So it works like.
How are you guys finding your signatures? So if Mark's at every gig in flip-flops, what is it that we always know Matt's going to bring or Ray's going to bring, that flavor that is very distinctly each of you? Or are you still uncovering that?
Well, as a 14-year-old, I am still uncovering that. Like, I've tried the slip-slop movement. But like, of course, it is winter. So
too noisy.
It does kind of, like, my feet do get cold. But... I'm still trying to figure on that. I still got lots of things to do as a young DJ, and I still got so many things to learn. But you know, like, of course personal appearance does work. So like, I do try wear the same clothes, well, the same sort of brand to each gigs, but I want people to look at me as Matt Lamont, like not wearing a t-shirt with Matt Lamont and then they're like, oh, he has a t-shirt with Matt Lamont on it, so he's Matt Lamont. I want people to know me as like Matt Lamont from the way I look and my actual,
Well, with me, it's basically like you can see my hair. I get my hair shaved almost every second weekend. So I get a new style every weekend, and that's what my fans know me for, as well as a bow tie. I don't have one on today, but yeah, most of my gigs I wear a bow tie too, and that's what my, well, basically the audience knows me for.
Very cool. You can't have a conversation with two young South African DJs without bringing Black Coffee and what he's doing into the mix.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, from a very professional perspective, so like from my perspective, it's cool. Here he is, he's playing all these festivals. But from an industry perspective, from a you want to be a successful DJ perspective, what is Black Coffee doing so well? And why is he someone that DJs in South Africa are looking up to?
I feel Black Coffee, he came into the game with his own style, his own flavor of music. He didn't come with the commercial stuff, because most of DJs know that when you go to a club and you play commercial stuff, you're going to get the crowd jamming. He goes into a set playing his music. And it's basically, not to say that it's, how can I say, it's basically unique to him and people know him for that. And no matter where he goes, people still jam to it. And that's what I like about him, is that he created his unique sound that you can hear it now and you know that's Black Coffee and you'll still jam because... You know what I mean?
Because like, also what he's doing so well is he's moving to different countries but playing that same genre that he loves the most. And he's showing, well, he does play a quieto, but he's bringing that from South Africa, the traditions of South Africa, to different countries, to just people to feel like what South Africa is all about. So yeah,
it's very, very impressive. I would imagine it's something that both of you aspire to do.
Definitely. Also, and travel the world one day.
How's the producing side of things going? Making your own stuff, is that important to either of you?
Definitely, and I feel that's what's basically holding most DJs back, is that they're not into producing as much as they are into DJing. And I started this year as well, and I'm trying to, you know, it's always a growing process. So the first track that you make will never be the one that you want to get out there, but slowly getting there. But it is a journey.
Yeah, because with producing, there's always more things that you can do, like making new sounds, making like anything. And I've started this year trying to produce, as I started a producer's course with Rise Academy. But what Mish realized, producing your own songs is what makes people know you.
Definitely.
You listen on the radio to a song, let's say Martin Garrix's new song, he just came out. That's how they recognize you, from songs that they've made. So yeah.
Well, listen, it's been so cool having the two of you in. This will be my final question. Everyone's going to be out at the Under 19 Generation Next party on the 10th of June, jamming. DJ Matt Lamont is going to come up on the stage. Ray Squared's going to come up on the stage. And if there was one line that I could associate with each of you, what would you want that line to be? So I'm checking Matt playing his set, checking Ray play his set, and I should have one line in my mind. Let's kick it off with you, Ray. What should that one line be?
Turn up!
I dig that. Matt?
Well, it depends on my mood. Like, if it's a deep house, like you would say, like, let's get this done. I don't really know. Like, just...
You can make it up for yourself, I think. Yeah,
like, just make anything up. Like, let's get this party started, you know?
14-year-old DJ in the house.
Yeah. Don't worry, bro. You're 14, it's fine. Yeah. You've got the... It's so impressive. It's so impressive, both of you. So young and doing such unbelievable stuff. And really, you know... Doing very cool things in a DJ and in a music space. It's very positive.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having us.
Such a pleasure. How do we keep up with you all day, every day?
All day, every day. So you can follow me on Instagram at DJ Ray Squared. Twitter at DJ Ray Squared. Facebook, facebook.com/DJ Ray Squared.
And then me, you can follow me on Instagram at Matt_Lamont. And you can follow me on Snapchat at Matt.Lamont. And then on Facebook, Matt Monteith, M-O-N-T-E-I-T-H.
Very, very cool. That there is Ray Squared and Matt Lamont. They'll be playing at the upcoming Generation Next Under 19 Youth Party. You can just check out Generation Next on Twitter to find a little bit more information about that. Guys, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. Hellman on CliffCentral.com.